Jeremy here is your host. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org. You know what to do. Smash that donate. Send that fundage. Let it flow like the rivers of the Mississippi. And keep free speech alive for all of the excellent broadcasts that you hear on RBN. Some you agree with, some you disagree with. You can even call into a lot of them and disagree on the air. Where else are you going to get that? Try that with Alex Jones. Not going to happen. Please send your check or money order payable to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in that debit or credit card to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, and set up a recurring payment, $5-$10 a month. If 1,000 of you listeners, and I know we have tens of thousands at least, there's no telling how many listen to the archives. If just 1,000 of you set up $10 a month, we would be well on our way to keep an RBN going. So please do that. And keep in mind, you know, that the hosts don't have to pay the station, and there's not a paywall for this content. In other words, you, the listener, don't have to pay to hear it. You can dial in on the phone. You can pull it up online, live or archives, and you can hear this excellent content without a paywall. So if you want to keep that going, we're going to have all of you donate just a little bit. I've donated 100 last week. Try to match me. And as the months go on this year, I want to set up recurring payments within my budget. Please, you people do the same. This is your Tuesday night broadcast, the Patrick and Jeremy show that all the kids sing about around the campfire. They love to hear it. Your whole week culminates in this one Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon show. And tonight it's live with none other than Dr. Patrick Slattery. Welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I know it's a long day, but you're making it, and we're going to do this thing.
It's the long day of free speech, RBN, isn't it? Because all of the hosts, they don't have to pay to have a show on here, but they also don't get paid unless people donate to them, you know, individually. So we're working class stiffs. We got to put in those 12, 13, 14-hour days and do it again the next day and still come up with a broadcast for the listeners. So that's what RBN offers. That's what we're about. We're a team. We're all a team. You know, Patrick, you and I and the other hosts, we provide content and analysis. RBN provides us the platform. And the listeners listen and donate. They donate because people have to get paid. You know, Patrick, what if I painted your house? What if I painted your entire house and I bought, you know, $1,000 worth of paint and spent 40 hours, maybe 50, 60 hours. And then at the end of it, you're like, well, I can't pay you. You know, I appreciate you painting this house, but I just don't have the money right now, man. I mean, what would that be like? Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever?
It wouldn't happen. In fact, maybe I will employ you to paint my house because I've been thinking about that. You know, I'm sure you are going to be very reasonable. You're like a Chinaman, high quality services at reasonable prices.
And I'm not going to hire a bunch of Mexicans on visas to be my workers. You know, I'm going to have hardworking American citizens that have been vetted and that you know and trust. So there's another thing. That's what RBN's like too. You know, RBN has, I mean, the hosts on RBN are highly educated. Maybe they don't have the diplomas, right? But they've done their research. And you get quality work is what I'm getting at. You get quality work in the form of content. So another reason that you need to pay your contractor, RBN's your contractor, right? and we're the workers. So please pay.
You know, so I was listening the other day to Jeffrey Sachs, the Columbia University, formerly Harvard University professor, who used to be on my my wall of infamy. I thought he was a devious Jew, but I think I was probably wrong, and I'm man enough to admit it. He's actually, I think he's doing a stellar job right now, but I saw him, or I heard, listened to him on Piers Morgan's show. Piers Morgan is some fat British guy who's a complete bully, and isn't all. I don't know. Like, will I say he isn't that smart? I don't know. Maybe he's smart, but what he says is a bunch of BS. But and the thing is, not only is he personally paid a lot of money to bully people and spew BS, but he's got a massive staff. You know, he's got these people. They have massive staff. There's all of this money on the side of. There's all this money on the side of the bullhonk. Bullhonk is well funded, and the sanitation crew, you know, we're just volunteers. That's just the way it is.
Well,
somebody's got
to
do it.
We do have to clean up a lot of bull honky, don't we?
Yes, we certainly get knee deep in it.
Well, let's delve right into. Oh no, go ahead.
Jim Fetzer is a trailblazer. I'm not following him yet. I'm not following him everywhere, but he has been using the BS word, and he is citing. I forgot the name. There's some Jewish professor from Princeton about 20 years ago who wrote a very short book on BS, but he used the whole thing. I'm not going to use it yet, just out of respect to John Stadtmiller, because I don't think he used it. Did he use it? Maybe he did. I don't know. But I'm trying to keep it classy.
Yeah. I mean, we give Fetzer a lot of leeway because he's an older man. He's done a lot of research. He's very opinionated. And he's survived, at least one open heart surgery, maybe more. He's in his 80s still doing this.
He's 82.
Yeah. He may have had a birthday recently.
His show is fun, and I will be mentioning it on my show tomorrow, which I already recorded with Paul Stevenson. I was listening to it at 1.5. I listened to it at 1.5 speed, which you can do with a lot of people. It's fine, except when the Beatles music comes up at 1.5 speed, it sounds weird.
It does. I'm going to lie. But no, we appreciate. Yeah, I mean, Fetzer did a great job of filling the shoes of Mike Rivero and giving us just the rundown of the news. And when I'm able to listen to content, that's a show that helps me prep. In a way, the 9 p.m. Central show is kind of tough in a way. It's kind of late, and you lose some listeners because a lot of people go to sleep early or, you know, cash out early. But I'm able to sort of listen to content from other hosts on RBN and other platforms too, and read a lot as I go throughout the day. And so I'm able to sort of formulate prep based on that. And I always relied heavily on Mike Rivero and now on Jim Fetzer to sort of just get a finger on the pulse, if you will, of what's going on, take the blood pressure of what's going on and see if it's within the, you know, the acceptable norm of, you know, 90 to 120 on top and 80 to 100 on the bottom, 80 to 90 on the bottom. And the blood pressure has been off the charts recently. I mean, this globe is high blood pressure. It's reaching fatal stroke levels that shouldn't even be attainable with what's going on, specifically with Israel and Palestine, continued support for the Ukraine, and now terrorist attacks in Russia. And that's sort of what I went on to pivot to, this terrorist attack in Russia and Putin's comments on it, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
I heard your broadcast with Mark Collett, most of it anyway. I just listened to it when I came in tonight and had a burger. So I think you all narrowed it down to possibly the Mossad. There was another choice there too, but Mossad was the most likely agitator in this. It wasn't Muslim extremists because, you know, the terrorists didn't die. They were getting paid and they were trying to rush to the border of Ukraine to get their $10,000 each. True Islamic.
Quick question. So they were getting $5,000 up front and $5,000 after the fact. So $10,000. How many houses or how many rooms in a house can be painted for $10,000? Because I'm trying to figure out what's the exchange rate between a painted house room, how many people murdered at a theater? Is it like 10 dead per house room or what? What in terms of economic value?
I just did I helped do a huge house last year, 4,000 square foot. All the amenities, crown molding in the bathrooms, bro. Crown molding in the bathrooms. If you've done construction or painting, you know that that's intricate detail work. Very intricate. And you're talking about a $40,000 paint job. And well around 6 months. You know, that's for all the paint, the crews, and all that. So, I mean, you're just talking about a fourth of that. Just a fourth of painting and caulking, puttying, nail holes, and sanding. It's not a lot of money at all. That really shocked me when you and Mark were laying that out. And these people were headed to the border of the Ukraine. Now, they were apprehended and tortured. I'm verifying this with other sources, too. Their ears cut off and fed to them. Genitals electrocuted.
Mark said that, like, I haven't been doing a lot of primary research on this or whatever. That's pretty gross. I don't know. I mean, have you seen that other places?
Stormer verified torture. Not exactly the details, but definitely torture. Mm-hmm. Just on the overall topic of torture, of course, there's the practical objection that they're going to tell you what they think you want to hear when they're electrocuting your balls and cutting your ear off. But also, this is an ends justifies the the means type thing, and it's a very Jewish Bolshevik thing to do. I mean, you think about the National Socialist officers that were tortured at Nuremberg, and eventually they're just going to tell you what they think you want to hear. So there's that. But overall, the moral objection that I have to any kind of torture, and I don't care who it is, I don't care what the person has done and how many deaths that you can prevent. The ends never justifies the means. You have a moral code. You treat people like human beings. And that's just the way it is. If they're worthy of death, you execute them. And these terrorists were definitely worthy of death, and they should be executed. But torture is a whole different moral thing entirely. So it is never, this is my stance, never is torture authorized. I don't care what you think you're going to gain from it or how many people you think you're going to save. That's the moral objection. Of course, the practical objection that you brought up is, you're not going to get true information. You're just not.
I completely agree with you. And I think the moral objection is the more important one as well.
As it should be. That having been said, Putin has weighed in on this. The Stormer did a piece on it. Englund referenced the RT. Putin gives a new statement on the Crocus massacre and says that Ukraine is most likely behind it. I would agree with that. The Ukraine is operating on money that's being funded to them by the West. They probably are. Most of that money is being funneled and used by Ukrainian elites, oligarchs. So they're not going to have a lot of money to pay mercenaries, is what I'm getting at. Thus, the very low payment of $5,000 up front and five when you're done type thing. I mean, these terrorists were rushing to the border to try to get that last $5,000, which, bro, $5,000 is barely going to last you a month in America in most cities. So I don't even know. But this whole thing just smacks of desperate, very desperate measure. And it does make sense that Ukraine would most likely have done this attack just out of pure and utter desperation. I'm sure the U.S. and the CIA and the Mossad knew about it, but did they orchestrate it? I don't think so. Your thoughts?
So I don't know. I don't have a theory where I could say this is what happened. Ukraine is desperate, and you know, Ukraine has, they have tried to attack nuclear power plants in order to create a like Chernobyl type of disaster. So if you're willing to attack nuclear power plants, you're certainly willing to shoot up a theater of rock concert goers. That's so, you know, they've tried to do all sorts of things. So yeah, for sure. It's not beyond Ukraine's moral compass to have tried something like that. As for Israel, is like the, as I've been saying, we've been saying for months now, the longer this war goes on, the more isolated Israel becomes, the worse it's going to be. And I've been predicting that what's going on with Israel, it's going to wind up in an international peace conference dominated by Russia and China that will impose a settlement. It's not like in the past, what we've had for decades and decades, you know, Camp David, you've got an American president, Carter or Clinton, who's trying to mediate negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And of course, the Israelis don't negotiate in good faith, and nothing ever comes of it, and nothing will ever come of it. But I think what's going to happen is a settlement will be imposed on Israel, whether it likes it or not. And I think from Netanyahu's point of view, it's plausible that they would have done something like this, kind of as a reminder that...
Summer's gone, winter's in your house. I can feel the thunderstorms inside.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. All I've got's a ghost of what could be. If you could see the lights shining.
We're back to the Patrick and Jeremy show. Patrick and I have assessed the blood pressure of the global situation. It's well into stroke numbers, 180 over 120. And Patrick, you were just talking about Israel being brought to the table by the new international powers that have emerged, and we're not calling it the world order, for negotiation. Because they're going to have to be brought by force, economically and possibly even militarily. That's my comments, but you go ahead with what you were saying.
Right. Before I go ahead with what I'm saying, so we had that commercial just now with Mike Rivero, and which has been on ever since I've been on. I guess I joined RBN in 2016. I think the National Bugle Radio goes back to 2017. And I think I've been hearing it for all those years. And it's a good commercial, and I endorse this message. Although, if I was the copy editor, that section where he says, you know, vaccines and this and that and this and that and this and that and this and that all fitted together like a puzzle to ultimately bring down the system or whatever, I'd shorten that. So instead of that, like, long list of a dozen things, I would just say Jews. But they forgot one thing, noticing. That's what I would say. Having said that, because I hear that commercial all the time, obviously. Having said that, it's what I was saying just before we went to the break was, you know, Israel has the Samson option. This is a military doctrine that they've had for decades, and it states that if the Israeli regime is facing regime change, or as they like to hysterically paranoid state it, if they're going to get pushed into the sea, that doesn't happen. You don't have like bulldozers pushing countries into the sea. It doesn't work like that, Jews. It doesn't work like that. But if there were going to be regime change, then they've got these hundreds of nuclear weapons, and they've got delivery systems, which were in some cases stolen, but in some cases given to them by the very people that they will be used against. Like the Germans provided them with all these Dolphin-class submarines. But Samsonov says if they're going to be regime changed, then they will shoot off nukes in all directions at all the European capitals and wherever else they can reach. And so what I was saying was, given that the possibility and indeed likelihood of an international conference that would impose a settlement on Israel, which I think at a very minimum would create a Palestinian state in all of the occupied territories, meaning that Israel would have to relocate 700,000 Jews from the West Bank and East Jerusalem, and they'd lose those territories, they'd lose the Golan Heights. Who knows how much worse it could get? I think what they might have done with this terrorist operation, perhaps, I'm not saying they did it, but if they did it, the motivation would be to remind the Russians, who would be largely in charge of this peace conference, of the Samson option. We're not going to be pushed around. We have our red lines, and we're not afraid to lash out. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think?
So maybe a Mossad operation in conjunction with Ukraine, definitely. And the low budget operation of it, the low budget payment, would indicate desperation on both parties' parts. Yeah, that's so you have the emerging powers of Russia and China, the Belt and Road Initiative. That's going to be very lucrative. And any country that wants to partake in that are going to have to come to some terms. That's Israel, United States, Europe, all of them. They're going to have to come to some agreed upon terms by Russia and China. So that's most likely this is going to be an economic pressure put on Israel and the West to cut out this nonsense, or you don't get to partake. We'll cut you out. It's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, well, here's one other thing, and I am going to draw on Jewish stereotypes, but it's totally not anti-Semitic. I'll tell you what it is. So you said $5,000 or the cheap amount of money given to these hitmen as an act of desperation. Well, look, I mean, okay, so Ukraine itself, they're waiting on $60 billion that they'll probably never get. But the Israelis, they got money coming out of their ears. And so, how Jewish is it to Jew down your hitmen for $10,000 each? Who else can do that? And I don't say it to be anti-Semitic. I say it to be funny, but really, come on.
All right, we'll be back on the other side with your select screen calls. Back to the beginning.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Back to Pastor Jeremy Live, and you can call in, weigh in on the topic. We'll take selected calls, 512-248-8252. Putin's take on this from the article in RT that the Stormer highlighted. Putin says, quote, "This atrocity may be only a link in a whole series of attempts by those who have been fighting our country since 2014. Using the neo-Nazi Kiev regime as their hand," according to Putin. So he definitely thinks it is a rogue element of neo-Nazi Azov battalion. He references the people who have been fighting Russia since 2014. So that would be the Maidan coup, the U.S.-backed coup under Nuland, and the Jewish-controlled U.S. government. So there's some things there. He's definitely linking this with Ukraine, specifically neo-Nazi Azov Battalion. Let me kick it back to you, Patrick.
Yeah, and again, I got caught by the bumper music. I don't know to what extent the bumper music overrides what I was trying to say, but I was just saying that how Jewish would it be to, you hire somebody for such a sensitive operation, and yet you only pay them that much? I mean, did they Jew them down? If that's the case, it's hilariously stereotypical. I don't mean to make light of the events that happened, but I'm not trying to be anti-Semitic, but you know, there's some comedy material there. Who else would Jew down their hitmen to a mere $10,000? I don't know. And the thing is, you could say, oh, well, ISIS is broke. ISIS doesn't have their caliphate anymore. They're broke. But they never motivated people with money. They motivated people with martyrdom in the and the rewards of the afterlife. So I'm just saying. As for Putin, obviously Putin's got a massive intelligence service, and I don't. I just, like, I listen to podcasts while I'm falling asleep. So there's a little bit of a difference there. And he does harp a lot on the neo-Nazi Azov stuff, the Nazi aspect of this, to an extent that probably, I know that we have some listeners who have a somewhat more sympathetic view towards the German government of the first half of the 20th century than Vladimir Putin does. But, you know, a couple of things you have to remember about the Russian perspective, the modern Russian perspective, is that, you know, while Putin himself was born after World War II, he did have an older brother that died before he was born, who died in the siege of Leningrad. And in World War II, the Russians lost somewhere over like probably 27 million. It was like well over 20 million people. And of course, in World War I, they lost somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 million people. They lost huge numbers of people. And who did they lose the people to? Well, certainly the people who were pulling the triggers and marching across the landscape were Germans. They weren't Jews, you know. You can certainly look at it from a point of view that none of this would have ever happened if Jewish Bolshevism hadn't been a threat to the rest of Europe, and you can certainly make that point. But if you're a Russian, good luck telling the Russians that, okay, well, you lost 27 million people in a war against Germany, what we could call Nazi Germany, but actually you were the bad guys. It's not going to work, no matter what. I mean, our own boomers it's hard enough convincing our own boomers, and we only lost like 300,000 people. They lost almost 100 times more people than we did. Good luck trying to convince Russians that actually the Germans were the good guys. And to the Russians, Nazi doesn't mean the 6 million. Nazi means the 27 million, the 27 million Soviets who died. The 6 million Jews are more of a footnote to the extent, you know, that people believe that. And so Putin does harp on this, and I'm sure it resonates with Russians. It's convenient. But, you know, at the same time, I'm sure he has he's done a lot more noticing of Jewish power than people in our own society, because he lived through the 1990s and he was installed by Jewish power as acting prime minister and then prime minister and whatnot in 1999. So I'm sure he has a great deal of understanding. But yeah, I'll leave it at that and kick it back to you.
Well, the neo-Nazi Azov battalions, and how Putin put it, you know, the neo-Nazi Kiev regime, I mean, these are not real national socialist. The Azov neo-Nazi battalion, I mean, they are to real national socialists what ISIS is to real Islamic jihadists. I mean, ISIS is a paid group that was created by the Mossad and the CIA to overthrow the Syrian government. And this is pretty much like it's non-disputable at this point that's the case. And so similarly, I'm comparing the ISIS to the neo-Nazi Azov battalion. They're just a group of terrorists that are paid, and they take up this cartoonish mantle and to achieve, you know, terrorism to the goals of their financiers. So in what Putin's doing in the statement is he's comparing this terrorist attack to what's been going on since 2014 and who was behind that coup, or the U.S. government and Mossad, you know, obviously to the behest of the new corrupt Ukrainian government. So I would say at the end of the day, we could say that the CIA, the Mossad, and the corrupt Ukrainian government are using these neo-Nazi Azov people as their tools, you know, to achieve some sort of political reform. Perhaps they hoped that they could, you know, strike terrorism at the heart of Russia, and in a desperate attempt to still be able to overthrow Putin. But again, the whole thing reeks of desperation, from the low budget aspect of the operation to just, like, you know, now, like, why now? Okay, Russia's obviously prevailing in Ukraine. So you get this last-ditch effort to try to strike fear in the Russian populace, and it just really looks pathetic at the end of the day. So that's where I'm at on it. You know, Azov Battalion, ISIS, it's the same thing in my mind. They're just paid mercenaries, very low-paid mercenaries, by CIA and Mossad to try to achieve some untenable goal. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, and I think the comparison between Azov Battalion and ISIS is a pretty good one.
Yeah, because are these people really National Socialists? I mean, they're tatted up. They advocate for all sorts of degeneracy. I mean, you compare that to ISIS. You know, Israel was willing to give ISIS aid and comfort. But when asked if they would give that same aid and comfort to you know, Iranian-backed forces, they said no. Who are the Iranian-backed forces? My mind just went blank. You know, in Lebanon,
has
Israel,
Hezbollah, typically, yeah, or Hamas, yeah. Probably them. Yeah.
Would Israel give Israel was willing to give aid and comfort to ISIS members because they're so humanitarian, but would they give that same humanitarian comfort to you know, Hezbollah or Hamas? No, absolutely not. So
we have a account with them. It's a different account.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm putting ISIS and Azov Nazis in the same basket. I think that's a fair thing to do. I think that's a very astute, objectionable analysis of what's going on. So, yeah. You know. Yeah, I'm saying is that CIA, Mossad, and Ukraine neo-Nazis are all in on this terrorist attack. And Putin said that in not so many words. Anyway, we got a call from Vinny. Do you want to take Vinny?
Yeah,
you have some more things.
Sure. Hi. Hi, Patrick. Hi.
On Vinny.
Hi, Jeremy. Yeah, I've been listening to some of the, you know, Scott Ritter and Jeremy Sachs and this guy Richard Medhurst. He's a young guy. His parents were both UN relief workers. His dad is British, and his mother was a Syrian Christian. And he's a really interesting guy. And he's saying that they're all pretty much basically in agreement that initially this was going to be an attack on March 7th or 8th at this concert hall. And the idea was that there was a groups that were to the right of Vladimir Putin, who wanted a much stronger, you know, a more aggressive approach to Ukraine. And that if had that occurred then, there would have been, you know, they would have been martyred, and there would have been more political support, and maybe, you know, Putin would have won in landslide still, but maybe it would only been, you know, 65% of the vote instead of 85, you know, 90% of the vote, and that he would have been under more pressure to act more aggressively. And I think the only way Russia loses is if they rage war the way we do, you know, shock and awe, kill a lot of civilians, and then that would rally the European nations to get involved in the war, you know, revive NATO. And, you know, that's the kind of crazy added thing that Victoria Nuland could cook up. And, you know, I think they got rid of her and they thought this thing was over. And then they still pulled it off. So, you know, I wonder if that makes sense to you, because this whole thing is just insane.
Yeah. Well, so you know, if this terrorist attack were meant to strike terror in the heart of Russian voters. Yeah, they did do it way too late. I don't know that that's a thing. I think it's more plausible that this is, Mossad's way of saying, yes, this is what we're capable of. You should fear us, but it failed miserably. It failed very, very miserably. And it was all in conjunction with CIA and Ukraine. Patrick, kick it to you.
Yeah. I mean, if the original plan had been to impact the Russian election, well, it was too late for that. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but like I said, the idea of reminding Russia that there's a Samson option, that's plausible. Desperation move from maybe left over from Victoria Nuland, but you know, the Ukrainians have done terrorist type of like I mentioned, the attacks on nuclear power plants, and Victoria Nuland had foreshadowed nasty surprises. Is this a nasty surprise? So I really don't have a working theory, but those are some things I think are plausible.
Well, it seems to me that the Russians are perfectly willing to watch an incremental NATO escalation of, you know, they send longer range missiles that can attack deeper into Russia, and all of Putin says, okay, you're going to liquidate all your inventories, and then we're going to have a greater justification to seize more territory eventually, you know, west of the Dnieper, and we had no intention. You know, the Russian military aims now are going to be go all the way to the Bug River. Hopefully the Poles come to their senses, because they'd be more than willing to give Lvov back to Poland. They'd be more than willing to give Bessarabia back to the Hungarians or Romanians. You know, all that old territory that used to be part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, they don't want. They just want a neutral, you know, Orthodox Ukraine. And deep down, what they really want is they want all the Jews out of the Ukraine who are causing all the trouble, and they want the crazy Banderas to be put in prison. I don't think the last thing, I think Vladimir Putin is getting the situation where he kills lots of civilians, and then NATO has another reason to exist, because if he can destroy NATO piecemeal, you know, eventually people, you know, what is NATO doing for Europe? Nothing. I mean, they're not protecting any of their borders. They're not doing anything. It's simply elites spending the countries into bankruptcy.
Yeah. And, you know, we have to look at this, like I say, from a Russian perspective and from an American perspective. Okay, lots of people have died in Ukraine, but compared to Russian history, where you had 27 million Soviet citizens die in World War II, you've had what, like maybe 2% that figure die on both sides in this war, perhaps, you know, something on that order. And I think Vladimir Putin is actually very cautious and very careful. And while it may seem to Americans who just don't have the same experiences that, prepared to allow the gradual escalation. Yeah, maybe he's prepared to put up with gradual escalation if it seems like it's avoiding a massive escalation. I think he is trying to avoid World War III, and he's put up with a lot because he doesn't want World War III. He's let this go on a lot longer than a lot of critics on RBN would like, because he doesn't want World War III. He's very averse to risk.
You guys have a good night. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Vinny.
I'd pass out on the bedroom floor, sleep right through the calm before the storm.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It is useless to resist us.
All right, we're coming back to the last segment of the Patrick and Jeremy Show in Plain Sight. And we just talked to Vinny. So what I want to mention, Patrick, is that there is an alliance that the West has been willing to do anything to avoid. And that's this alliance between Russia and Europe. And now that you have the Eurasian power bloc with Russia, China, Iran, and the Belt and Road Initiative and whatnot, you know, Russia is destined to unite with Europe, specifically Germany. This is something that they tried to avoid, and they were willing to do World War One over. As the Ottoman Empire was declining, the West wanted to prevent this natural geopolitical alliance between Russia and Germany and all of Europe. And they're willing to do anything and everything in desperation to stop this. And I think the terrorist attack is evidence of just some of the things that they're willing to do to avoid this geopolitical natural alliance that Russia should have with Europe, but hasn't had, and thus World Wars One and Two. Let me kick it to you, get your comments on that, and then we'll end the show.
Okay, maybe some people have seen the meme of there's a guy in a flannel shirt, and he's walking down the street, and he's got like a blonde girl who's not bad looking. She's all right. But he's looking over his shoulder at this brunette girl who's walking towards the camera. And the blonde girl he's with is looking at him with consternation, right? Have you seen that meme? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I exactly know. You're with a girl, but you look back and you see someone that you could have been with and that you should have been with. That's the meme.
And you know, you're saying Russia's been it had the hots for Germany for like 100 years, but I think it's at the stage now where so Russia is that dude and Germany's the blonde girl, and then there's this Chinese girl walking to the camera. And he's like, okay, hell with Germany. I mean, if you're going to play hard to get all that.
But what I'm saying is that Russia can have the Chinese girl and the German blonde girl. They can have it all at this point because the West, the American Empire there's no efficacy there. I mean, they can't display power anymore. And this natural alliance between Russia and Europe is going to happen. I mean, Russia can supply very affordable gas to Europe. You know, thus the bombing of the pipelines. All right, and so you know, this is something that the West has been trying to stop for well over 100 years, and now it seems to be unstoppable. It seems to be what's going to go on. With BRICS, Russia and China, and the Belt and Road. Eventually you're going to get to a point where Europe's going to understand, hey, you know, we can survive best by an economic and energy alliance with Russia, and thus Russia, China, and BRICS. That's what I was going with it.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, America, the girl is fat, has blue hair and tattoos and facial.
And she has chin hair. The American girl has chin hair. Hey, you guys stay classy. Thanks, Patrick. You stay classy, my friend. And you guys tune in to the National Bugle Radio Show, 12 noon Wednesday, the second part of Patrick and Jeremy.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.